This is WBUR. Today, the Healey administration published the state's first ever report card on its climate progress. It finds that while Massachusetts is likely on track to meet its 2025 emissions reductions goals, meaning its longer-term goals is far from certain. As WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports, the state has made a lot of progress slashing emissions, but ramping up to where it needs to get won't be easy or cheap.
Massachusetts is mandated by state law to zero out planet warming emissions by mid-century. Meeting that goal means doing several things at once. We need to power our cars and heat our buildings with renewable electricity. We need to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels. And we need to conserve forests and other natural lands so they can store more carbon dioxide. Catherine Antos is the state's Undersecretary of Decarbonization and Resilience. She says the report card shows that the state is doing all of those things, but we need to begin rapidly slashing emissions in the next 5 or so years.
We are at a period where we are entering the hardest part of meeting our climate goals. And so that is why we are both on track, but also we know that interventions are needed.
Consider the number of electric heat pumps installed. The state is off to a slow start, having accomplished less than a third of its 2025 goal. But the report is optimistic, noting the pace of installations has picked up in the last year and a half. The use of electric vehicles is also increasing, though the severe shortage of publicly available charging stations remains a formidable obstacle. When it comes to bringing more renewables on the grid, the state looks like it will achieve its 2025 goals. But after that, the picture is less clear, says Jeremy McDermott. He's with Advanced Energy United, a clean energy trade association group.
I am cautiously optimistic, but things need to change and big things need to happen over the next 5 years.
McDermott said there are some things the state can do, like more quickly approve new infrastructure. But in many ways, the energy future depends on global economic forces. Importantly, the report acknowledges that just focusing on reducing emissions is not enough. A holistic approach to the climate crisis requires planning for extreme weather and making sure vulnerable populations aren't left behind. Julie Wormser works on regional resilience projects with the Mystic River Watershed Association. She says she's heartened to see the state consider equity, but adds that the report card falls short. It doesn't have any measurable goals and benchmarks for environmental justice.
What we measure really affects who we're helping.
The state's Catherine Antos acknowledges this glaring shortfall, but says people are working on developing these metrics for next year's report card. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.